When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Welcome in to an all-new edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit. Twitter. I write and cover your Ole Miss Rebels for the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and Fleet of On Three. Sitting with me here at the Pavilion at Ole Miss is Mikael Brown-Jones, one of the transfers in a number 14 nationally ranked transfer class for Ole Miss. Season's coming up. Charity basketball game started off with Illinois on Sunday. But man, let me make sure I get it right. MBJ?
Yes, sir. Yes,
let's
sir.
Go. I just want to make sure I got the – how we doing? How you feeling, man? Good to meet you.
Good to meet you too, bro. Another day in paradise.
That's
bro.
Right. That's right. How's it been so far at Ole Miss for you?
It's been lovely, bro. No complaints at all. I think I'm growing here at a very exponential rate, so it's been pretty cool.
It's interesting because I mentioned that number 14 class, and we could get into all that. But first thing, yours is one of the most interesting stories, I think, because – you're coming from North Carolina Greensboro. You're coming over to step in and start and be a dominant player in that front court for Ole Miss. What was the recruitment process like for you? Who all did you consider back in the portal? I mean, what was that portal? Because we all hear about it. What's that portal process really like?
That was an exciting journey. The recruitment process after being in the portal, after having the year that I had, was pretty intense. A lot of schools all across the country were very interested and what I could bring to their programs. So I think just hearing everyone out was probably the most exciting part of it, to be honest.
Every time I talk to somebody, don't matter if it's football or basketball, man, and they talk about the portal, they make sure that people understand it's as crazy as it sounds. Like, absolutely. The minute you hit it and you're available, your phone blows up. Was it like that for you?
Absolutely. I think I hit the portal on, I think it was a Thursday or a Wednesday at around, I remember it was around like noonish. By 12:15, my phone was blowing up, bro. So it was like, it was crazy because it got to a point where I literally just put my phone down and just let it ring because it was, in a sense, it was getting overwhelming because you got a lot of people just trying to talk to you. I know a lot of it is really based off of what I did the previous year. So, you know, you got to really gauge who really there for you and all that type of stuff. But for the most part, it's a very exciting process more than anything.
How do you balance that, though, when it starts ringing off the hook? I mean, you probably had an idea about the teams that you really wanted to look at because, I mean, again, you had all the options you could possibly want here. Yeah. Did the SEC, was that something I want to go to an SEC school or this, or were you just completely open-minded? Did you kind of consider all of it or did you have an idea?
Yeah, I considered everyone. I let everyone basically audition, for lack of a better term. And I was looking for certain things in the portal. Being as though that I'm an older guy, a lot of the stuff that may attract the freshmen didn't really attract me whatsoever. So, like, I speak on that as far as, like, the facilities and how beautiful everything looks on campus and all that type of stuff. Like, yeah, that's cool, but being an older guy in this, none of that really excited me. It was more so the people, and that's really what I was looking for.
How did Ole Miss and the people, Chris Beard, separate? Because I know one thing is you and Malik Dia came in on y'all's visit together, and he told me straight up, like, MBJ helped me come here. He can help convince me to come here, and that's another big piece. So how did the people, how did that kind of develop when you went, oh, Ole Miss is it. This is the right spot. How did you, or when did you know, maybe?
So honestly, bro, I knew I was going to commit before I even got on my visit. So, like, and that came off the strength of the conversations me and Coach Beard had. And me and Coach Beard have a great relationship just within a short amount of time we've known each other. And Coach Beard was really the reason why I committed. It wasn't necessarily, like I said, my mind was made up before I even got down here. So it was really the conversations me and Chris Beard had, the constant conversations with me and the rest of the other coaching staff. So it was easy for me to understand these people and realize that they are what they say they are and they have our best interests. So
what was the first conversation like when he calls you? What does he say? All right, this is Chris Beard from Ole Miss. We got a need here at the front court. What was the first conversation kind of like for
you? The first conversation was really basically it was a truth-telling conversation. Mm. So, like, it was very straight up and down. One, no fluff. One, too much really beating around the bush. It was, this is what we need. This is what I can do. Where do you think you can fit in type of situation? And that was just over the phone. He came to visit me at UNCG, and we sat at a picnic table for like an hour and a half, bro.
Wow.
Just talking. And that really is what made me make my decision. And he also came another time. He came twice within the whole time I was getting recruited. So him just making that effort to just come see me alone, not even everything he can do for me as far as basketball goes, but like just him taking his time out, knowing what he got going on, that just showed me like, all right, bet I'll run through a wall for this guy type of situation. And that's, like I said, that alone was what made me make my decision before I even got on campus.
It's really interesting too, you know, not to knock UNC Greensboro or anything, but you probably weren't then highly, highly recruited coming out of high school, were you? Was it different then, you know, with the pool, all that stuff?
It was a lot different coming out of high school just because I didn't have the knowledge I have now or I had while I was going through the portal in the, this last time. But going in, like coming out of high school, going into college, I literally had no expectations. I literally was just going in with an open mind trying to get better. And situations happen, allowed me to make another move, and that's how I landed at UNCG. And when I got there my first year, I still was trying to find my footing, obviously, because I pretty much didn't play for the first 2 years of college basketball. So it was kind of a transition or an adjustment for me as far as, okay, what can I do? How can I be successful? And where can I help my team be successful so that we can win? And I think that's really where everything started to play out for me, because once I figured that out, basketball became easy for me. And I think that's really where the success came from also.
When did it click in for you as far as when your game kind of took off to get you here to Ole Miss, right? Because you said you didn't really play those first 2 years. Mm-hmm. You go to UNC Greensboro. It clicks. What happened? How did you open up your game? What really changed there for you?
Honestly, it was the relationship I had with the coach at UNC Greensboro. Mike Jones is a great man. He's a great coach. And he just allowed me to grow. He allowed me to, you know, play through mistakes. He gave me a challenge after my first year and was like, yo, dog, next year, this is your world. What are you going to do with it? And that kind of like lit a fire for me, because honestly, bro, like I knew what I could do. I knew what I could bring to the table. But him telling me that just made me work 1,000 times harder, because I knew the type of target that I was going to have on my back. And that just made me want to just go harder and harder. And that's why I had the season I had. Like that summer, it was nothing but grinding. So I'm talking 2-3 times in the gym, morning, night, late night, early mornings. It was just, that was my summer. And it showed once the season started.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297. Or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Callie. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at CSpire. Customer inspired.
Let's talk about something that was founded by guys who know a little something about hard work. 5-9 Whiskey. The crew over at Troll Company decided to whip up a bourbon that's all about grit and sweat. So, Ole Miss fan, meet 5-9. Two oil-filled guys figured why not turn our daily grind into something you can sip on? I mean, who wouldn't want a splash of hard work in their whiskey, right? This stuff is made with 100% Kentucky corn, bringing you those crisp, fresh flavors with a smooth finish. They even took the trip to Owensboro, home of the 10th oldest distillery in Kentucky. They went all in. And what about that name? 5-9 is a nod to those who clock in from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., but they're wanting you to forget about that 9-to-5 life. These are the real champions who put in the sweat and toll. They work hard, and now they're pouring the same energy into their whiskey. So why not grab a bottle? Seriously, help these guys out. They're literally drinking their profits. So cheers. Head to 59whiskey.com. That's 59whiskey.com. F-I-V-E-N-I-N-E-whiskey.com. And use the promo code CHAMPIONS20. That's CHAMPIONS20 for 20% off your first order. Tools down, bottoms up. It's 59 Whiskey, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
Did you play any other sports? Because you look like you could play football. We're in football season. Basketball is about to start, but like I'm looking at you, man. You look like a tight end or an edge, you know? Nah. Did you ever do any of that, or is it basketball for life?
I mean, football, I always got love for football, but basketball, one of the only sports I only took serious. I never really took any other sports serious.
Which I asked that because I saw Anthony Edwards and Justin Jefferson talking about, you know, the whole basketball-football debate, right? Yeah. Can basketball players go play football, go play basketball? Where do you stand on that? Do you think – okay, is it easier to go for you to go play football or for them to come over here and play basketball?
I feel like, for me personally, I think basketball players would strive more going to play football than football players coming to play basketball.
That's what Ant said.
And honestly, I'm not about to sit here and say, like, there aren't some special athletes that could literally do both. Mm-hmm. Like, there are some that are like that.
Ole Miss Seneca Taylor did it. You remember that one, Mike? Sorry, keep going.
I don't know if I'm old enough for that one.
No, you're too young. You're too new to Ole Miss. Seneca Taylor's a new name for you, though.
All right, I'm going to do my homework on
that. There you go.
But I truly believe that football players cannot play basketball. Like, there's a lot more than just being athletic to playing basketball.
Yeah, it's a lot more difficult than just, you know, those nice little dunk contests and then spring game and stuff.
Yeah, like, they cool. They all right. But at the end of the day, bro, it's a whole lot of small stuff that goes into basketball that football players doesn't really have to do.
What's been the biggest adjustment to Ole Miss going from UNC Greensboro to here under Chris Beard?
I said this in the interview or whatever you want to call it before, but the pace here, even in Greensboro, it was a lot faster than it is here. The people here are a lot nicer. It's a lot of very, like, low-key, mellow hair. And in my previous schools, it was the complete opposite, I would say that. So that
where you are with in your life then, you know, being an older guy, a vet now, that's got to be a nice change of pace for you. It sounds like something you might want a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was definitely some, exactly. Like, this is exactly the type of place that this is. It's strictly business. It's nothing to do in Oxford, Mississippi.
I disagree because I've lived here for 38 years.
There's nothing to do in Oxford, Mississippi, people. I promise you. If you're serious about your craft and if you're serious about what you want out of this, you're going to strive here. But if you're looking for a lot of fun and a lot of activities, nah, you might as well forget about it.
The library is fun, but it's overcrowded. But I agree. There's some fun. The library, the bar, not the actual library. The bar, the library. You been there yet?
I ain't never been to the library.
Well, see, that's the thing. We got to get him Mike. Get him some suggestions. That's okay. There are some fun things to do here, but you're right. It's not like, you know, popping off like.
Bro, there's one bowling alley in the city, gang.
That's true. That's true.
And right next to it is the only one movie theater.
Two movie theaters. There's one in the mall, and there's one on the other side of town. We got two Chick-fil-A's too.
I'm gonna keep it 100, bro. It's Chick-fil-A everywhere.
Man, when it came here to Oxford, I flipped out, though. You know,
Chick-fil-A everywhere.
Yeah, we were always behind like that. Well, what about Waffle House?
Waffle House. It was a Waffle House in Greensboro.
Dang it.
It was a Waffle House in Richmond at VCU.
Well, this is business then, right?
This is business.
Still, the people, he loves the people. There are things to do. We're going to find stuff for MBJ to do. But this team itself, when you look around, man, and you see the talent, it ain't just you. It's not just Malik. Sean Padula, I could go through the whole transfer class. Also, the returning guys like Matt Morrell, Jamin Brakefield. Just this team, when you're out there at work, does it look like a team that's ready or that can compete, will compete? Because, look, this is a program that historically has not been great. I mean, Chris Beard's trying to change the culture here and get back to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2018-19 for Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And nine times Ole Miss has been the NCAA tournament. It's a 100-year history.
Oh, yeah.
But y'all are out there. I mean, y'all look like a tournament team. Does it feel like that? You know what I mean?
Granted that I actually haven't really been a part of a tournament team.
But talent-wise.
I made it to the tournament my freshman year. Unfortunately, that was COVID year. So we didn't really get a chance to play in that tournament, which crushed me. But I haven't been back since. But I will say, talent-wise and how we are as a team, we can definitely compete in a tournament. And I'm not being arrogant or anything when I say this. We have the potential to win the tournament. So I think if the more we lock in and the more we put our heads down and handle what's what, we'll be great.
How's chemistry been? I mean, it's a lot of new, but also six returning guys. And y'all are all vets, even the new guys, y'all are vets. This is not like you're walking in, you know, all wide-eyed or anything. What's the chemistry been like?
I mean, we all respect each other. So I think that right there alone is allowing the chemistry to be built and develop at a very fast pace. So I think, and we all see that we all work. Like, everyone works here. So I think that alone allows us allows our chemistry to continue to develop at a great rate.
As far as your game in particular, what are you focusing on to open it up even more? Because, again, last year was a monster year for you. Mm-hmm. Where can you open up then and take it to another level? Because, again, the NBA and the professional stuff is coming up. Yeah. Malik went and tested that in the offseason. So did Matt again for his third straight spring. It's there. So how do you open it up to put your best foot forward if you win that money year?
Honestly, bro, I think for me personally, I just got to do everything that this team needs. Honestly, I'm not even sure what that looks like right about now. But I will tell you that this team has a lot of people on it that has a lot of potential to make it to that level. So whatever I can do to help those guys get to where they want to go as well as myself, then I'm willing to do that.
All right, so as far as things outside of basketball. Mm-hmm. What, since you got nothing to do, what are you doing here in Oxford when you're bored? You like, you read, you got love video games? What are you doing?
I got a dog, bro.
Love it. What kind of dog?
I got a lab hound mix.
Ooh.
Yeah, all black boy named Shadow. That's my man right there. If I'm not kicking it with Shadow, probably playing a game. And if that's not happening, I'm definitely in the gym. So it's not really, I don't really have a wide variety of things I like to do either. So, like,
well, there is a good golf course, two good golf courses here, if you wanted to ever figure that out. Because Jared Ivey, who hosts a show for me, he's gotten into golf and, like, I don't know. You know, maybe could we get you out there with him, you know, maybe make you a semi-pro at golf. Does that sound appealing to you?
I understand where you're coming from, bro. But I'm from North Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I don't even think we have a golf course in the city. And if we do, I ain't never seen it.
So, you an Eagles fan?
No, sir.
Attaboy. What are you?
I'm a Steelers fan.
Really? Good. I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm just glad to know you're an Eagles fan. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. Hey, look, the last time we won anything was I was in fourth grade and we beat y'all in the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. It's not something I'm proud of.
I wasn't even alive, so I don't even want you to tell me that, bro. You say you was born in the
1986. I'm old. Yeah. Yeah. When I was in fourth grade, the last time the Cowboys were good. So, you know, kind of have some sympathy on me, you know, that I've hung in this long. It should be a prideful thing, you know. Like, good job, Ben. You've hung in as a fan.
Nah, bro. No? I can't even give you that, man. That's I ain't even going to lie to you, bro. You cool. You all right with me, bro. Yeah. But, like,
Steelers and Cowboys, that's a rivalry.
Yeah, it is. That's why I'm trying to, you know, keep my composure right now. But, you know, you know how that go.
I'm just glad to know that you're not an Eagles fan, because then I was like, oh, no. Eli went and played quarterback for the Giants. He's a borderline Hall of Famer. And then my new friend here, MBJ, would be like an Eagles fan, I would just stop this in their tracks. AJ Brown, the greatest Ole Miss football player, one of the greatest ever, is an Eagle. You know, yeah, but still.
Good thing I don't know him.
See?
I just got here about
I've taught him A.J. Brown and Seneca Taylor.
You taught both of them.
I've taught you who they are now.
Oh, you taught.
See, I'll keep, you know, bringing the Ole Miss knowledge for you.
I mean, but that's one of those situations where, like, I don't really want that knowledge.
You don't want that?
Nah.
Well, that's interesting because, like, when you do move on, when you do go professional, mm-hmm. what do you claim? Do you claim UNC Greensboro and Ole Miss? Like, what all do you claim? That's the interesting thing.
That's going to be a good question, bro.
I know.
I mean, I guess you claim where you graduated from, but then again, I graduated from both places, so it's going to be, I don't know, bro. That's going to be a hard one.
So if you do decide to claim Ole Miss, which you should, you're a Rebel now.
Yeah, for sure.
You now know that A.J. Brown is a baller, wide receiver for the Eagles, yeah. former Rebel.
Mm-hmm.
Eli Manning, former Rebel.
I know those
Yeah, of
names.
Course you know Eli. Yeah, and then Seneca Taylor's just a really deep cut. But hey, he's learning something. He's Mikael Brown Jones. Ole Miss basketball unofficially opens its season on Sunday at 11 a.m. against Illinois in a charity basketball game. Then Long Island rolls into town November 4th. Yes, it's football season right now, but basketball season is here, and MBJ here is going to be a big part of it. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, bro.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.